We continue the preaching series on the book of Ephesians. So our reading today, our preaching text today is from Ephesians chapter 3, beginning with verse 14. Paul writes to the church in Ephesus, "That is why I kneel before Abba God, from whom every family on heaven and earth takes its name. And I pray that God, out of the riches of divine glory, will strengthen you inwardly with power through the working of the Spirit. May Christ dwell in your hearts through faith, so that you, being rooted and grounded in love, will be able to grasp fully the breadth, length, height, and depth of Christ's love, and, with all God's holy ones, experience this love that surpasses all understanding, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To God, whose power now at work in us can do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, to God be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, world without end. Amen." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace and peace be to you from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. In Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus, he writes, "May Christ dwell in your hearts through faith, so that you, being rooted and grounded in love, will be able to grasp fully the breadth, length, height, and depth of Christ's love." This passage, being rooted and grounded in love, kind of been pondering that. And so it got me thinking about roots. And as best I can tell, there's at least two primary functions that roots can serve in a plant, in a shrub, in a tree. And the first has to do with getting nutrients. Back when, shortly at the beginning of my ministry back in San Antonio, Pastor Laura and I moved into a house and we started doing a little bit of gardening. And one of the things that we planted were some basil plants because we like pesto. And we love making caprese salad. Without basil, there's not caprese salad. So we bought some basil plants, and there was a little place where there was a hedge, only it was kind of a high hedge, and there was room underneath where the sun could get in. So I thought, well, we'll just dig some holes and put the plants in. So we did that, and we kept it watered, and the plants lived. I'd say they didn't thrive. They didn't look nice and healthy, etc., but we went ahead and started harvesting some of the basil. And when we tasted it, it was awful. It was incredibly bitter. It was the first time it really hit home that it matters what kind of soil things grow in. There are things that have it blossom and flourish, and there's soil that if it lives, I mean, that if it's not good, then it either can barely hang on, and of course some soils just can't really support a particular plant. So also, it matters what kind of soil we sink our roots into. What the soil that we get either nourishes us or gives us healthy nutrients then that allow life to blossom within us, or it gives a life less than abundant. What are some of the soils that we can sink our roots into? Well, there are folks that sink their soil in the money, in the soil of popularity. It's like their primary thing is popularity. And so they think that popularity is what will nourish them and give them a great life. Other folks end up sinking their soil into things that become very addictive for them, either alcohol or drugs or other kinds of addictions, gambling, things like that. And they keep looking to that to give them the nutrients they need to have a good life. But we know that that kind of soil is very bankrupt. And it doesn't give the kind of nutrients that provides for a good life. I think when folks go into recovery, then they choose to sink their roots in a different kind of soil. And that kind of soil is an acknowledgement of a higher power, which we call God. And Paul's admonition to these young Christians there in Ephesus is to sink your roots deep. Be rooted and grounded in love, in God's love. Being rooted and grounded in God's love and allowing those roots to sink deep, then give access to, allow God to be the source and all of God's riches and blessings to be the source then for what has us live our lives. As I was talking about the basil before, if you want to have good basil, it needs to be in soil then that gives the nutrients so that the basil may provide that wonderful, those wonderful tasting leaves. So also apple trees need to have the right kind of soil and the right kind of climate so that they produce great apples. So also, when we sink our roots deep and are grounded in God's love, then we produce the fruits of that. It becomes part, I mean, as we live our lives, we can't help but produce those fruits. We've all often talked about the fruits of the Spirit, and from Galatians 5, 22 and 23, the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, generosity, self-control. These are the fruits then that people around us experience, and also we experience as we allow the Spirit to dwell within us, Christ's Spirit to dwell within us. Last week I talked about using compassion to describe grace, compassion to describe how we are called to live. So also when we sink our roots deep and sink our roots deep in God's love, then we experience God's compassion, which then allows us to bear fruits of compassion. So also when we sink our roots and get the nutrients of the dignity that God bestows upon us, where God claims us as our children, He gives us the ability then to bear fruits where we acknowledge the dignity of all people because we relate to them as God's children. So also, when we acknowledge, when we allow God's patience and God's love, the fancy word is equanimity, God's ability even to look past what we're doing and not respond with anger, but to respond in peace, allows us then to pass that peace on. And when things don't go our way, instead of reacting, then we're able to take a breath and take a pause and respond with peace in a given situation. So also God, the nutrient of God's forgiveness gives us the ability to forgive as we have been forgiven. Living a life of appreciation, of gratitude for all the blessings that God gives us, then has us live a life full of gratitude, where instead of focusing on the things we don't have, the things that we want, we focus on the things that we do have and claim those blessings and live a life of gratitude. When we allow ourselves to get in touch with the power of God, the almightiness of God, the same God who has all that power and says, "I am for you," it gives us humility. So also it keeps us, our heads from getting too big as we relate to others, and we're able to be humble, to acknowledge other people's gifts, to offer ours not out of boasting or pride, but out of a desire to help others. God's integrity is another nutrient that when we sink our roots deep into God, then the integrity of God, God's steadfastness, God's choosing love over and over and doing things in line with that, allows us to live lives of integrity, where even though we may feel like doing this, we remember whose we are, who we're called to be, and we live a life of integrity that responds, that is a fruit of that nutrient. So also, seeking roots in justice, God's desire for everyone to be treated well, seeking roots into kindness, allows us to be just with others and to work for justice, and also to be kind with those who often don't show us kindness. And of course, the biggest one is when we sink our roots deep into God's love, what exudes from our pores, what exudes from our actions and from our words is love. So being rooted and grounded in love, in God's love, gives us access, grounds us in who God is, and then allows that to be what we then portray, live out to the world. So the first thing that roots do is they fill us with nutrients. I mean, they fill the plant, the living being, with nutrients. But there's another thing that roots do. I happen to be recording this from Turtle Lake, and last night there was a huge storm that came rolling across the lake, and the wind was so strong. And afterwards, things calmed down. We went for a walk, and there's this huge poplar tree that had just fallen down, been blown by the wind. And I just went over and looked at the roots. It's just like, I was surprised that such a tall tree had such shallow roots. And it explains why, with the right wind and the right direction, that it took it over. The other thing that roots provide, when you think about those tall trees, is a good root system gives stability. It gives structure. When we allow ourselves to be rooted and grounded in God, it gives us strength, tremendous strength. As Paul writes, that strengthen you inwardly with power. Because you might say that what's with a plant, what's underground is kind of invisible or inward. And then what we see is the outward. And it's the above ground that interacts with the wind and the rain and the air and all those kinds of things and animals and things that come by. So also the inwardness is kind of the nutrients that we give, the spirit that's dwelling within us. But the outward manifestation, our above ground is where we're interacting with the world. And that's not always peace and calm and wonderful. There's so many kind of storms that come blowing in, hailstorms, storms of, we're just hopefully emerging from this pandemic, a huge storm that has raced across the world and is still ravaging countries. But also there's economic storms. We have personal storms in relationships to the death of loved ones, things that just rock us to the core. When we're rooted and grounded deep in God, in God's love, it actually gives us the strength then to withstand those storms, to withstand them, and to, even though we're bent and things are hard, to somehow make it through, because that faith, that trust, that groundedness, that lived experience of walking with God gives us strength. And sometimes we break. Sometimes we do break, but a good root system allows the plant then to reemerge and to either repair or regrow, being rooted and grounded in God's love. It both strengthens us, it nourishes us, it allows us to be a blessing to the world because we're passing on what God has given us, and it gives us an powerful inward strength to withstand the trials and tribulations that life throws at us. Paul prays that God, out of the riches of divine glory, will strengthen you inwardly with power through the working of the Spirit. May Christ dwell in your hearts through faith, so that you, being rooted and grounded in love, will be able to grasp fully the breadth, length, height, and depth of Christ's love. Amen.